With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, look who showed up. They win a game.
It's the only time he comes in. TJ, no, TJ joins us.
I'm here to celebrate your birthday. I can't be here tomorrow, so
it's a big occasion.
The big 40. I got to be here to see my big guy.
Come on, I got a couple years left in my 30s. No, hold on. I'm serious. I got big news for you.
Ooh, I'm excited.
Big news. Now, and it's not that you guys actually are 500, which is rare. Listen, huge news. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Roberto got laid last.
No, did he?
Come on. Can we stop?
Congratulations. Something was different when I came in today.
Oh, my gosh. This is so tight.
TJ, he was glowing. And then he actually wore, like, an adult shirt.
Why?
He told us.
Why is he, like, back there frowning? You'd think he'd be excited about that, right?
I thought you'd be excited.
I confide in these guys like brothers, and what do they do to me?
You didn't give us any salacious details. You just said that you made a little stop at Pleasure Town last night.
You know why he's looking like that? He's afraid people are listening, and he'll never get it again.
All right. So I know you were.
That's a great way to start the show. Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah.
Roberto.
Yeah. All right, TJ, thanks for coming in. We'll see you later.
A lot of courage to share that story,
too. Yeah, exactly, right? I know you were convinced that no woman would ever touch him. So this was big. It was not paid. It was not paid.
I did sleep with my neighbor's wife.
Now, here's
congratulations, Roberto.
It's a big moment. You should be proud of yourself. Now, listen, we got a lot to discuss. You're back in one piece now, and you survived 120 degrees on the field. Is that true?
Yeah, it was a hot one. It was.
So, can you explain something to me?
What do you need to know?
Why does your coach wear a sweatshirt with a hood in 120 degrees?
Some guys just have their look, man.
How bad did he smell after the game?
Oh, I don't.
Come on. Like, you got to give him a hug. If a big guy perspires for 3.5 hours in 120 degree heat, you don't smell good.
Yeah, I think that whole locker room was a little stinky after that one.
That'd be unbelievable.
it was hot, you know, but honestly, like, after the first quarter, I think you just got used to it, and it was just like, it's not getting any cooler.
Who drew the short straw to hold the things up for the shade?
Oh, gosh, I got to tell you, they mentioned that to us last week. They said, you know, we built these things because Miami's not going to provide it. They want us to be as hot as possible. And, you know, we had some equipment guys, some guys that traveled with us holding those things. Those guys probably need a little bit of love and a little bit of maybe a gift from the team. Because I tell you what, it made a huge difference, though. When you went to the sideline, standing in the sun rather than standing under the shade, it made a big difference, man. Those guys did a hell of a job keeping us cool.
Ever.
Well, I want to say I saw it last week. When Chicago played in Miami, maybe not as noticeable as what we had, but I think they did have something. And then when I played a couple games also in Jacksonville and Miami a few years back, we had something similar. So
I remember the Jacksonville game. You were red as a tomato.
It was brutal. Yeah, that was week one. That was week one, and that was about 120. So,
Kerryon Johnson is the best running back you've ever played, but true or false? Don't worry about hurting people's feelings. Just call it. He's really good.
He's really good. Yeah, he is really good. I definitely put him up there. I
beats, you know, fat Eddie Lacy.
Well, Eddie Lacy was one guy who his first year or two was really, really good. He was offensive rookie of the year,
which is crazy.
His rookie year, and that's a huge accomplishment. He was definitely a very dynamic player. Obviously, fell off a little bit a few years later.
Little?
But Kerryon, I'd put him right up there. I mean, he's definitely different type of player, but I think he's as far as the different attributes you look from a running back with the patience, the vision, just the anticipation he's got back there, knowing what the offensive line doing. He's got to be up there with the top for guys that I've ever blocked for. And he's definitely, you know, he's not there yet. He's got a lot of work to do. We've all do. But, you know, for the start that he's had, the spark that he gives us every time he's in the game, it's something special.
So this is an opportunity for you to call me stupid. If this is total nonsense what I'm saying, tell me. I won't feel bad. He seems to, I don't know if you want to use the word anticipation or timing, pace, whatever it is. He seems to have a synergy with you guys of when to hit it, what speed to hit it at. Just, it works. It's just different than any other back. Is that nonsense or is there something to what I'm saying here?
No, I think it's factual. And honestly, I think it just becomes, I think it's natural. I think he played a similar system when he was in college. And, you know, it's not like we have a lot of meetings together, offensive line, running backs, talking about the run game each week and what we're doing different. But we don't really sit down and say, hey, Kerryon, this is where we want you to run the ball. We basically show, hey, this is how we're going to block and find a hole and hit it. And it just comes natural to him. He just has those natural instincts to kind of read the play. It kind of looks like everything goes in slow motion for him, and then he's able to take it out the front side. He's able to, you know, bounce it wide, bounce it back, and he's really good at finding lanes. And just, I think it all starts with the patience, though. He's not a guy that just wants to run, go get 2-3 yards, you know, and be satisfied with that. He wants to hit a big play every time he's got the ball.
Like, and last year they were like damn near crawling up your ass. Like this, there's just more of a, it's spaced better.
Yeah,
like, it's timed better.
And I think that really a lot of that credit goes to the coaches too. You know, a lot of it's the same scheme we were running last year, but a lot of it, the biggest thing is there's fundamental changes up front. There's fundamental changes with how the tight ends and the receivers are blocking. And it's really little details, but it does go a long way. It turns 2-yard gains, 1-yard gains into 4, 5, 6-yard gains and eventually a home run play. So, you got to give the coaches a lot of credit too. They put an emphasis on it when we got in the building back in April, and it's something that we've been working hard at, and it's good to, you know, good to see it pay off this last Sunday.
Well, and it looks a hell of a lot different than it did against the Jets.
Yes, it does. And I think,
like, totally.
Well, you know, you can chalk that up to, you know, first game, haven't got a lot of reps together, whatever it is. That was a long time ago, though. So, I think we've come a long way from there.
All right, I want to ask you this, and I don't know if you're going to get in trouble with it, but I'll just ask. So the Dallas game, you come out, first play from scrimmage, boom, you pop him, Kerryon.
Mm-hmm.
First play from scrimmage here, you come out in some wacky alignment, you pop them. Now, I'm not asking you to tell me what you saw and why you did it, but I mean, is there something to the offensive meetings where you know first play of a game, I can come out and try to crease you, try to get you because you have these predictive elements of what they're going to do? Or did you just happen to get lucky in the first play of the game twice?
No, I think a lot of it is the preparation. I think especially at this point of the year where you've got 6-7 games on film, you've got a lot of tendencies in how the defense is going to line up, you know, against each formation. I think that's something that the coaches look at, and obviously they pick a good time to, you know, call those runs and try to hit it. I don't think we've ever sat in a meeting and said, this is the play we're going to call, and it's going to get 30, 40 yards. You don't do that. You're happy if you get 4, 5, 6 yards on an opening, you know, run play of the game, kind of setting the tempo. So that really just goes to, you know, the coaches scheming those type of things up, and obviously the players trying to come out, start fast, which is obviously something that we've put a big emphasis on, you know, this season, and just found a way to get it done early in the game.
Sully, you got something you want to chirp
TJ,
with?
TJ, I missed you, man. It's good to see
you.
Yeah,
I miss you too, Mike. Yeah.
Second,
you
know, dick.
I never thought I would say that, but it's good to see you.
Here's my question, though. There was a lot made last week with Lions traveling down to Florida, you know, going from different weather up here to down there.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? Like, is that just pure conditioning that gets you ready for something like that? How tough is it to adjust from, you know, practicing up here, playing up here, and then going to, I think they said it was like 101 on the field or some ridiculous temperature?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing was we didn't really put an emphasis on it during the week. It's not like we sat in there and saying, guys, it's going to be hot, you know, it's going to suck, we got to find a way to fight through it. No, it was, hey, we got to make sure that we're hydrating each and every day. That's probably the most important thing, so you're not cramping out there. But a lot of it, I'd say most of it goes into conditioning. It's obviously hard at this point of the season to, you know, go out there each and every day when guys are a little beat up and you know, just condition, run every day. But you look back at the offseason work that we had, training camp, I know a lot of people were making fun of us for, you know, doing sprints after practice, but you start to see it pay off. And it definitely did this past Sunday. We felt like we were the more better conditioned team. And listen, you've got a bunch of guys that have played a lot of football in our locker room. Everybody's played in 10 degrees. Everybody's played in 100 degrees. It's just how it goes. And it wasn't a shock to anybody on the team. We all knew it was going to be hot, but we felt comfortable. We felt confident in where we were conditioning-wise. And obviously, I think it definitely showed there Sunday.
Do you know Patrick Peterson?
I know who he is. I've never
met him. You don't have his number?
Him, no.
Can you get him here?
I'll put in a request.
It'll probably go empty. But. Be real. You're one of the team leaders. You're one of the captains, right? You have a voice, all right? Outside of Stafford, you're probably number two to go. Do you have Martha's number?
No, I don't.
You don't have Martha's number?
No, wow. I don't.
Do you have Quinn?
Why would I?
I don't know. She paid you a lot of money.
She's the richest woman in the United States. Oh, I don't.
He probably has Bob Quinn's number.
Yeah, but he doesn't count. I want to go above Quinn. Could you go to Quinn? Like, how does it work? And I'm not kidding. We've never discussed this in private. I'm asking you because this just came to my mind. Can you call Bob Quinn tonight driving home and go, Bobby, listen, spitballing here. Idea. Go get Patrick Peterson. First round pick. Let's wrap that up. How does that work? Does he hang up on you?
Probably, yeah. And I honestly I've never even thought about going down that path, to be honest with you. I think...
Would you be willing to do it if we recorded it?
No, because here's the thing. I try to stay in my lane, you know, when I'm at work. I try to work hard. I don't try to dive into what coaches are doing or the game plan or obviously roster moves. I'm not qualified to give those type of opinions. Second of all, I think it would be a bad look on the guys we have playing now. I think if you go say, hey, we need this guy, you know, it's a bad look on those guys who got playing in the secondary. And yeah, I think those guys have been doing a really nice job. So
Peterson's a stud muff.
You know what? And I'm not a defensive back expert, so I have
he was
a Pro Bowler for a long time, but
he would hang up on you.
I would never make that call, but if I did, I hope he would hang up on me.
DJ, don't feel bad about it. Mike's never given me his number.
So. That is
still won't give it.
Erroneous. All right, listen.
Have you ever heard of a player do that though? Players talking about, hey, it'd be nice if we got so and so.
I have heard it before. I think there was in my time in Green Bay. I think there were players that, but it was something like. Drastic, like we had three running backs get hurt, and it's kind of like, hey, why don't we go get this guy? You know, why don't we do something to make a move? But that was more injury related. There's a clear hole on your roster. I think you get some players talking like, man, it'd be nice to have this guy in the locker room to kind of fill that void.
I can't believe you don't have Martha's number. I am shocked. She paid you a lot of money. You don't have her number.
I'm very appreciative of Mrs.
Yeah,
Ford.
I bet you are. You won't be playing Mega Millions tonight like the rest of us.
No.
You're playing? You're in the Mega Millions?
Why not, man? It's exciting, right?
Then you can buy the team, and then I can run it.
Ooh.
Then,
yeah, let's be honest. I'm not going to win anyway, so.
Yeah, well, listen. Give it a spin. All right, now listen. We got a lot of people on the phone, as you say, who want to talk to you. We got a couple lines open if people want them. Sully, are you getting the rapid fires?
Yeah, keep those coming.
All right, 248-539.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.